Hi friends, welcome back to Ashley's Evolution. I'm driving and it's literally a beautiful morning. The sunrise is glorious. The fog colors are just popping in the trees. There's like weird random bouts of fog, but anyway, just a beautiful, beautiful morning for whatever that's worth for you today. For a while, people have been wanting the podcast about how to be healthy and successful in weight loss, or just reach your goals after the age of 40. And so that's what this is about. But plot twist, it's not just about after the age of 40. It's about anyone at any time in their life. So we did a post on our Evolve You Fitness Facebook. It's probably been a couple weeks ago now, and we just asked why you're not working out. And when we do these posts, you never know what kind of answers you're going to get. And we asked for people to be honest, and I was so pleasantly surprised because they were honest. And I was like, wow, this is really beautiful, the honesty that's coming through on the post. And what a lot of people said, I would say like the top two of, I think it was like 60 plus comments we were at last time I checked, is that people literally said they're lazy, which I was like, dude, I love it. Like, I love the honesty. I love it. I just keep spreading the honesty. And then number two was just, I don't have time. I'm chasing my kids. I'm working. I'm doing all the things. I'm in the booster clubs. I'm in all the groups. I'm helping the community. You know, I'm too busy. Again, love it. When people are honest like that, that's when we can really be like, okay, how can we start to help people? How can we start to help our tribe, our community of people? What can we do? So we talked about it. We still talk about it. There was obviously more answers that was more relatable to Evolve You, and we're like, oh, easy fixes. Thanks for the honesty. So then fast forward this past weekend, and I was literally talking to a group of teenagers at the Iron Range Goalie Academy. Shout out, best goalie trainer in Northern Minnesota. And the theme really of my talk with them, which was supposed to be about nutrition, it was about nutrition, but also a little bit of just life coaching in there, was consistency. And then I started to think about how people have been like, okay, when are you going to record this podcast about how I can be healthy after the age of 40? And I'm like, oh, wait, all these things tie in together. The honesty about just being lazy, the honesty about being too busy, and then this talk I did about being consistent. It all is related to each other. So then I Googled the percentage of people that reach their goals, just general, not related to any one thing, but just in general. And over again, the percentage of people that reaches their goals is only 8%. 8% of people reach their goals. And again, this was not related to fitness. This is not getting your PhD. It was just a general Google question. 8% of people in life achieve their goals. Whoa. Whoa. That is not okay. Okay. So then I started really thinking about it, and this has been on my mind for a few weeks since we did that initial post, is why do people not have time, and why are they being lazy? And I am also guilty of those two things until I kind of had a revelation, I guess, a few years ago, right before I turned 40, about my body and what it should or shouldn't look like. And my revelation is this: we do not have enough self-worth, self-esteem, or self-confidence. And I could say that's just women, but I know that's not true. It's men as well. We do not, as a society, love ourselves enough. We don't appreciate our bodies, we don't appreciate our minds, and we don't appreciate our lives. And that is evident through our self-talk, through what we do on a daily basis, and what we don't do on a daily basis. So what I need for us all to do is love ourselves a little more and have a little more self-worth. You are worth it. You are worth taking the time to take care of yourself. You are worth taking the time to take care of yourself. Repeat that over and over and over again until you start to believe it and until you know that it is true, because it is true. You are worth living a beautiful life. You are worth saying no to things and to people that are toxic to you. You are worth going on a 5-minute walk. You are worth taking 30 minutes out of your day to strength train. You are worth it. And until you start to believe that you are worth it and know that you are worth it and take the time because you are worth it, your life will not change. A lot of us don't like the way we look. We don't like our skin. We don't like our body fat percentage. We don't like our hair. We don't like our nails. We don't like whatever. It's because we have no self-worth. When you start to love yourself for every single way that it looks, your life will change. We were all created differently. On purpose. On purpose. You were created to look the way you look on purpose. You're not supposed to look like the person sitting next to you, or your boss, or your best friend, or your mom, or your dad. You may have things that are similar, but you're different, and you're different on purpose. And your differences are beautiful. Back in the day, I don't know the time frame, the century, people who had the larger body frame, it meant they were in the upper economic class because they could afford to eat the lavish foods. Now it's gone the other way, and we're like, the skinny people, we have to be skinny. There's like a major, I don't even know the word right now, of people taking Ozempic and these injectable drugs to lose weight because we're obsessed with being skinny. Who cares if you're skinny? You're skinny because you were taught by our society that you should be skinny. You should be healthy. You should be strong. You should have muscle mass to carry yourself up and down the stairs, to sit up and down on the couch. We have to find our self-worth and our self-love. And that's how we're going to start to become healthy long-term. Do you want to live into your 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s? I'm sure the answer is yes. Do you want to be functioning and actually living in your 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s? That means walking around. That means having a good quality of life. That means you have to take care of yourself now. You have to take the 30 minutes a day to go exercise because you're worth it into your 80s and 90s. Find your self-worth. Look in the mirror every single day and say how beautiful you are. Say 5 nice things about yourself. Not 2, not 3, 5. 5 nice things about yourself every single day. Say them out loud. Write it down. Put it in your phone. Because you are. You're beautiful and you're amazing. If you're a male, you're handsome. Whatever the word is that makes you feel good, you are that thing. You are that word. Don't let anybody tell you differently, because people will try. People are negative by nature, and there's some really ugly people in the world. Don't listen to them. They're not worth your time and your energy. They are energy robbers. That's what we call people who are negative and ugly and have no self-worth themselves. They're energy robbers. Do not give them your energy. Give yourself your energy. So we have to take the time for ourselves at least 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week, because we're worth it and because we want to live long, beautiful, prosperous lives where we can move and we can function and we can play with our children and our grandchildren and our friends, or we can travel, whatever, fill in the blank of what you want to do into your senior years. How you treat your body now is how your body will function when you're older. And it's completely your fault how your body functions or doesn't function as you get older. Nobody's fault but yours. Harsh reality. True words. What you eat and how you move or don't move affects how you live long term. And you can't blame that on anybody but yourself. So that's where the next part of how you thrive after the age of 40 comes into play, and that's consistency. That means that you are moving, you're strength training, you're getting, you don't have to go extreme, you don't have to go run 10 miles or a marathon, but you're moving your body. The strength training becomes really, really important the older we get, because we need that muscle density and we are losing it. We start losing muscle density in our 30s. Even in our 20s, we've hit our peak. So if we do not build muscle, we are losing muscle. You know those flabby arms that women hate? You know how you don't get them? You build muscle. Yeah, you're going to get them at some point in some capacity, but if you have muscle, you're less likely to have the flab. Now that gets complicated, I know, if you've lost weight and all those other things, but you have to be consistent. If you want to be healthy into your 70s, 80s, and 90s, you have to eat well. That means you have to eat more real food. Real food is not chips and ice cream and candy bars and processed foods. Real food is things that's grown in the earth, things that we harvested. If you're a meat eater, things that you have killed and you have cooked closest to the earth as you can, that means not frying things all the time. That means not adding processed foods to the lean meats. Bake it, saute it, grill it. Eat more colors. It's so basic. It's so basic. Why are we hungry all the time? Because we're eating processed foods. The processed foods are not the foods that our body needs. The processed foods are made to crave, because that's how the food industry makes more money, is you buy more junk food. The junk food does not fill your belly. There's a graphic I show all the time, and it shows when you eat a handful or a cupful or a bowlful of veggies versus when you eat a bag of chips. Your belly gets full when you eat a bowl of veggies. You feel full. The sensation of needing more food is gone when you're eating real food. When you eat processed food, you're not full because that's not the nutrients that your body needs. So you're going to want food sooner. Consistently eat real food. Now, food accessibility is something that I work on in part of my life and part of my career. Getting real food to people across the region, that's a whole nother issue. We'll talk about that another time. I do want to do a podcast about food insecurity and food accessibility, but this isn't it. You have to consistently work out. You have to consistently eat well, and you have to consistently love yourself. You have to consistently have self-worth, and that's how you will thrive. That's how you will live a good life. Part of that is your mental health. You cannot feed into the negativity. The negativity is toxic to your health, literally toxic. I'm guilty of getting wrapped up in the drama. And I have to step back and say, nope, this does not serve me. This does not serve my family. I will not feed into this. It's easy to do. Do not feed into it. Do not give it your energy. It's an energy robber. Give the people and the things your energy that deserve it. Walk away from the drama. The drama and the negativity is part of living a good life, getting rid of it. So that's easy, right? Here, how do you live better after the age of 40? How do you lose weight and keep it off after the age of 40? How do you live a long life? Self-worth, consistency. It's all tied into those two things. Find your self-worth, find your self-love, and be consistent in all that you're doing, and it will pay off. Whether it's your job, your workouts, your eating, be consistent. That does not mean 6 weeks. That means for the rest of your life. This is a journey. Life is a journey. If we want to thrive in life, we have to be consistent. We have to love what we're doing. We have to love ourselves. Because the sickness, whatever it is, whether it's mental health sickness, whether it's body physical sickness, it comes from negativity and toxicity. The sickness comes from negativity and toxicity. So rid your life of it. Find your self-love. Find your love. Find the love in all the parts of your life. Your work. You should love your work. You should love your workouts. You should love the people you're surrounded by. That's how we're going to thrive. That's how we're going to live better lives. I hope you find your love in all your parts of your life. I hope you find ways to be consistent. I hope you know that you are worth taking the time out to take care of yourself, to exercise, to eat well. No one can do it for you. No one can save you but you. And you're worth it. You are worth saving. You are worth taking care of. You are worth living a long, beautiful life. And no one can do it but you. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful month. Have a wonderful life. Thanks for listening to the end. And I hope you listen in next time as well.